This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th. Pelosi says the commission will investigate and report on the facts and causes related to the incident, which she called a domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex. In a letter to Democratic colleagues, she also called the attack, quote, interference with the peaceful transfer of power. She said in that letter to her Democratic colleagues that the House will also put forth supplemental spending to boost security at the Capitol. U.S. officials say President Joe Biden's administration will use a virtual NATO defense gathering this week as a starting point toward rebuilding trust with European allies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is expected to emphasize Washington's commitment to the transatlantic treaty. Biden's Republican predecessor, Donald Trump, publicly ridiculed NATO allies such as Germany, who failed to reach defense spending targets. The NATO defense ministers' meeting comes as efforts to secure a peace deal in Afghanistan falter amid rising Taliban attacks. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that Taliban militants must do more to meet the terms of a 2020 peace agreement with the U.S. if foreign troops are to withdraw by a May deadline. And the United States has condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said that in a statement late Sunday. He said the United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the region, and that the U.S. stands with Turkey, its NATO ally, and extends condolences to the families. This is VOA News.